This is Grace Lynn Keller with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast, and today I'm thrilled to be speaking with Reem Noah, Senior Vice President for Healthcare Marketing at Adams & Knight. Reem, could you please take a moment to introduce yourself?
Yes, very nice to be talking with you, Grace, today. Love Becker's Healthcare and Scott and the whole team. So looking forward to our conversation today. Like you said, I'm Senior Vice President of Healthcare Marketing, Strategy, and Branding at Adams & Knight. We are based in Avon, Connecticut. We're an integrated marketing and advertising agency that specializes in health and happiness, and we work with a number of health systems around the nation.
Well, wonderful. Let's jump right into the questions then. So can you tell us first about the HOPE program concept that you've been working on?
Yeah, I'm really excited to be talking about, HOPE for 2021, specifically on a day like today, January 20th, with it being inauguration day and just a new administration and new hope. So I feel it's very fitting that we're having this discussion. HOPE, I'm using it as an acronym, as a roadmap for healthcare and healthcare marketers, and really kicking off and starting out with, the H, standing for health equity. So this isn't a new concept, but, the pandemic underscored and exposed, the gaps in health equity across the nation. And some health systems, did a really good job. Some were already kind of on top of this. Some, spoke out about it and took action. But it's important that, it's important that it not be a drop in the bucket. It's important that we continue to find ways to, increase access, optimize, whether that's through technology and tools or, just getting the right care. And again, we've seen some health systems, step up, especially during testing and now with vaccinations. The other thing is also to really, think about our audiences when we're developing marketing, messaging, and collateral, developing multilingual communications and campaigns. And I just don't mean like, a checklist and saying, okay, we're going to include a Black patient, we're going to include a Hispanic-looking patient. I mean really thinking through the anatomical and clinical differences between different ethnicities and how do we message around that, the psychosocial barriers, pre-existing perceptions based on history and historical things, and tying that all together to create messaging that looks and feels relevant to all audiences to really have an impact. So, and then finally, to really shine a light. I know sometimes, a lot of health systems don't like to brag about something like this, but I do think it's important to, shine a light on these efforts. And because that then ties into brand purpose and helps, create preference, with patients and consumers overall. So health equity is definitely something we need to continue to focus on, going into 2021. So that's the first letter of HOPE. And then the O really stands for omnipresence. So specifically in the digital innovation world, when you look at, again, what we did last year in healthcare and telehealth, and not that it's a super novel concept, but it was adopted very fast by a lot of health systems and, people being able to get healthcare in their homes through their screens. How are we going to continue to innovate in that space? I think it's critical that we review the patient journey in this light and think of ways to continue, where are those best touch points that we can reach our audiences, creating affinity groups, in social media and continuing to find digital touch points. So really being where our patients and are and meeting them with the right information at the right time. And then for P, is really thinking through the patient experience. And the patient experience changed over last year, right? Patient experience was no longer only about like how long did I sit in the waiting room. In a lot of cases, there was no waiting room, or you were getting care in your living room, like I said, through a screen, or you had to wait in your car to come in to the hospital so that people were safe. So again, how are we looking at that the new patient experience? How are we getting information at the right time and developing improved communications to really connect with, consumers and patients? So, you know, think about the experience of scheduling appointments, think about the follow-ups, and how we can really, continue to innovate and improve the patient experience. That's going to be critical because, with the pandemic, a lot of health systems lost a lot of revenue when surgeries were put on hold and people put their health on hold. And so there's some catch up to be done now. And so, again, how do health systems differentiate themselves? It is through the patient experience. So it's critical to think through, these different touch points and how we can make a difference there. And finally, E is really empathy. And to me, this is the most important part of the HOPE roadmap for 2021 for health systems, because I'm specifically talking about, employees and making sure that we're empathetic with our frontline healthcare workers. At the beginning of this pandemic, they were, deemed heroes, and communities came out and were coming out with signs and there was a lot of, and it was great to see because they've always been heroes to me. My family's full of healthcare workers. But as we've continued to live the pandemic and even through this second surge, I've been hearing a lot from different, health systems that we work with that, the healthcare professionals are feeling like, oh, they've forgotten about us, perhaps, 400,000 lives lost to COVID around the nation, is a lot. That's a lot of loss. That's a lot of grievance. So we need to make sure that we're taking care of our healthcare workers, of our clinicians, of our non-clinical, environmental services, everybody, because ultimately that does impact the patient experience. But more importantly, especially coming out of this pandemic, if we're not checking in on our employees and making sure that they're heard and recognized, once we do get through this, there could be a second healthcare crisis if healthcare workers decide that, this was just too overbearing. And so it is critical that we take care of our own and find ways to ensure, consistent and relevant communication. Again, I see a lot of health systems doing a great job. Just we need to continue to, it can't be a drop in the bucket, making sure that there is help and a way, a two-way communication so that they feel heard, recognized, and taken care of, for sure.
Well, that is just a fantastic program. I absolutely love all the things that you just described. So what I'm hearing is health equity, omnipresent, patient experience, and empathy. I absolutely love that. Where did you start with coming up with this? Or do you have a team that you've been collaborating with? Like, how did you start this?
Yeah, so, it's interesting. I think HOPE was kind of a word that we've been using in healthcare a lot. And I think it just, as I was thinking through and kind of reflecting on, 2021 and how we want to help, shape strategies working with our health system partners and really reflecting on what last year brought. And yes, we have an amazing, creative team here and a team of strategists as well. But this is really, we feel these are four critical areas that health systems can focus on in 2021, and really starting from the inside out and starting, with the empathy piece and empathy, of our healthcare workers first and foremost, but that does extend, even in our marketing, messaging overall, always being very, aware of our tone and that we aren't tone deaf. You heard the word pivot a lot last year. I think the word for this year, if I was to kind of, cast a word on how marketing or our messaging will be for 2021, I would say empathetic. We're Super Bowl is coming up, and that's a big deal for advertisers and marketers. We're actually working on a Super Bowl spot for one of our clients. And, you know, as we kind of think through the messaging, there's definitely a message of hope and unity. And, you know, that's that again, you know, kind of bringing it back full circle aligns with some of the messaging we heard today as well.
Well, that's just fantastic. Like I said just previously, I absolutely love this concept and just this program. So that's just wonderful. My final question for you kind of switches gears from that, but I would love to know what the big trends in marketing that you are thinking you'll see in 2021 coming up this year.
Yeah, so I think, again, it aligns very much with kind of what we were just talking about in terms of, you know, from a digital marketing standpoint, more digital, making sure that, you know, that we are where our audiences are, also utilizing influencer marketing. You know, people like to hear from, you know, peers and making sure that we're getting out the right information at the right time. I think from a tone standpoint, like I said, you know, making sure that it is empathetic, that it is authentic, and that it really does, there's a huge opportunity for, you know, brands to really help set the tone and to, you know, bring those messages of unity. And just, you know, going back to the Super Bowl, I think you'll start to see some of that with some of the larger brands and setting that tone. So definitely, you know, finding ways to help serve up the right information at the right time from a digital optimization standpoint will continue to be a huge trend.
Well, great. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts today and sharing the HOPE program with us. And thank you for joining us on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it, Grace.